that you go with the game plan that's gonna be, we're going to be able to do everything and you know, try to get it, you know, just have answers for all their defenses. And so I don't think it affected the play calling from the other day. And so if it gets, you know, get to Sunday and it is bad conditions, you just deal it from there.
Joe Hayden's been one of the better corners in this league for the last several years. When you see him, what makes him so dangerous?
Well, he's a good player. He's got good ball skills. You know, he does a good job, you know, making plays on the ball, but also when the ball's in the air, he does a good job finding it, getting his hands on it, can catch it also. So, you know, it's not an opponent we play a whole lot, so I got to keep watching film on him and you know, look at all the corners. But, you know, he is a good player, and we got to keep our eye on him.
One more for you, Eli. Victor Cruz's numbers may not be as spectacular across the board, but he's made probably more important catches this season than any of your other receivers. How significant is that? What does that say about you and him as a combination?
Yeah, well, he's doing a good job of making plays and just you know, doing some things that you know, scramble drills and, you know, finding catches in zones and kind of working second windows. It's those things that are hard to teach, and he does them naturally and experience. So it's good to have that veteran guy that you know, you can go to in critical situations of the game.
Thank you.
When you have a game coming up like this, people always tend to bring up the term trap game. Is there such a thing as a trap game in the NFL?
No. I mean, for us, you got, you know, we understand we got to be prepared for every game, for every situation. And you know, if you don't go about your business, you don't, you know, prepare, you're gonna lose, and you're gonna get beat badly. So we got to have great preparation. Again, you know, like I said earlier, it's not a team we've played a whole lot, so we got to get familiar with their personnel, with their scheme, have a great week of practice, and go into a tough environment and win a football game.
You talked about on the radio yesterday the idea of appreciating where you are for the younger guys to have fun. Does that, I mean, this locker room has kind of been that loose the last couple of weeks. Does that alleviate any kind of pressure that comes in November and December and games that have meaning?
Well, we just got to make sure we're putting ourselves in a position where you know, you can keep a locker room loose, and it's got to be, you know, it can be that way if you know guys are preparing, guys are doing everything possible to get ready for the game. And, you know, the locker room should be fun, and when you're winning football games, win five in a row, it should be fun. You're enjoying that time, and you're in playoff contention, you're in, you know, chance to win a division, all those things. It's an exciting time. It should be a lot of good energy around the locker room.